We were so poor that my father couldn't afford a yo-yo for my birthday. All he could afford to give me was a yo.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever sat around and listened to old guys compare stories? It's kind of fun.
We were so broke, says the first one. We used to make salad out of lawn clippings.
You had a lawn, says the second one.
You was lucky. We used to live in a field, all 33 of us children.
Lunch was supermarket samples. We reused toothpaste.
Y'all had toothpaste, says the third one. Y'all were lucky. All we had was tea made from lawn clippings. No milk, no sugar, no cups. We drank from rolled up newspapers.
Well, Susan and Andrew Warren knew a little about what it was like to be broke. Andrew was a full-time student in his final year of aviation school. Susan had opted to stay home with their son, and child number two was well on the way. On the side, Andrew worked auto repair jobs, which helped keep food on the table and pay the rent, but they often had more month than money. Their one-bedroom cinder block home was a mere 500 square feet. An old kerosene heater struggled against the drafts that assaulted the cracks in the walls. During the day, the heater kept their house warm and comfortable. But at night, they let the old soldier flicker out, preferring instead the brisk Tennessee air. On a cold January morning, the couple rolled out of bed and Andrew flipped on the kerosene heater. As quickly as the wick came to life, it died. "We're low on fuel," Andrew said. "I'm going to fill up the tank." Susan heard the back door slam. Minutes later, Andrew returned with a look of despair on his face. "Our barrel has a leak. The kerosene is gone." They stood in silence. They were eating cornbread left over from the Wednesday night church supper. Their last $40 had just paid the electric bill. What were they going to do? "We'd better pray," Andrew said quietly. And so they did. But Susan held out little hope. Her faith had been stretched beyond its limits. In her soul, she heard a gentle voice, though. "Trust me." Andrew left for school while Susan started on the housework. Shortly after lunch, a friend stopped by and asked if Andrew could repair his pickup. He handed Susan the keys and said something about leaving town for the weekend. "I'll come for the truck Monday." When Andrew arrived home 2 hours later, the house was cold, but a warm smile flickered on his face. "Guess what we got in our mailbox at school," he said. He handed Susan an envelope. Inside were two $20 bills. Money for the kerosene. Then his smile faded. "But how are we going to fit the barrel into our hatchback?" It was Susan's turn to smile. She dangled the pickup keys in front of him. While Andrew loaded the barrel into the truck, Susan searched the envelope for evidence of the identity of their benefactor. A slip of paper was folded between the 20s. She pulled it out and a chill rippled through her. The note simply said, Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." This story inspires me to trust more and worry less. We grow in life when we absolutely, without a doubt, need God to show up. Today, let's focus not on the size of our need, but on the size of our God. Philippians 4:19 says, "And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." I don't know your needs today, but someone does. God does. And your need is small compared to his ability to meet it. We have no reason to fear. So would you do something? Take a deep breath with me and say, "I trust you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you're going to do." It sure beats comparing lawn clipping stories with the old guys.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.